This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. That was a tune called Bluegrass Picking, played by myself and Colleen Trenwith on the fiddle there, and we had a good time playing that tune. Let's listen to the Johnson Mountain Boys. Well, some classic traditional style bluegrass there from the Johnson Mountain Boys. They were Dudley Connell on guitar and lead vocals, Richard Underwood on banjo, Ed Zamamura, sorry, Ed, on mandolin and harmony vocals, Eddie Stubbs on fiddle and Larry Robbins on bass. And they were one of the traditional groups in the early 80s after a decade of sort of progressive bluegrass headed by people like Seldom Seen, the Country Gentlemen, and Bill Emerson. The Johnson Mountain Boys really brought the traditional bluegrass back into favour as well. And I recently got four LPs of them from a friend of mine, and there's some great music on them. And that was a tune called Darling, Do You Know Who Loves You? Let's jump right up to some very contemporary bluegrass music now. This is an LP from Starlet and Big John. The LP's entitled, or the CD's entitled, Living in the South. Came out early 2023. Got some great songs on it that Starlet does most of the lead singing. Big John does some, and they've got a great band. Starlet plays bass normally, and well, she does on this album too, does lead and harmony vocals. Big John Talley does guitar with lead and harmony. David Carroll on banjo, Jonathan Dillon on mandolin, Ron Stewart plays fiddle and a little bit of dobro now and then, and he also produced the whole album. Let's hear Starlet and Big John do Slowly Let Me Down.
Something that I'm well acquainted with. I know that you'll come on back around. Just break my heart and slowly let me down. To let you in, my better judgment said, girl, not again. But this foolish heart that you just broke into, gambled everything I had to be with you. Something that I'm well acquainted with. I know that you'll come on back around. Just break my heart and slowly let me down. Go on. It's something that I'm well acquainted with. I know that you'll come on back around. Just break my heart and slowly let me down.
Very nice. Starlet and Big John from the album Living in the South. Let's hear from the Johnson Mountain Boys again with a rather more traditional style tune called John Henry Steel Driving Man. Good at those sudden endings, aren't they? That was the Johnson Mountain Boys and Dudley Connell doing some great lead vocal there. Richard Underwood's playing a Baldwin banjo for those that care about things like that. Looks just like mine, except his is a nickel plated model and mine is a gold plated. It's interesting to hear how it sounds. Ah, time for an instrumental from Jerry Douglas. This is a tune called Alabama. It's got Jack Hicks playing banjo. Who else has he got on it? He's got Steve Bryant playing bass, Terry Borkum playing fiddle. What a lineup. And of course, Jerry Douglas is playing dobro. This is from the album Everything Is Gonna Work Out Fine. And the tune is called Alabama. Wow, it's been a day for short endings, hasn't it? That was Jerry Douglas playing Alabama, and that was originally from the album Fluxology, and then he combined two of his albums onto the one album. Everything is going to work out fine, just so they can get it onto CD, and I'm glad they did, because I've got a copy of it, and there's some great picking on there. Pretty sure that was Buck White playing the piano on that, although he's not credited on that tune. He is on some other tunes on the album, and I'm pretty sure that was him. Now we're going to hear from a band called Jim Gaudet and the Railroad Boys, and I saw this band in at the IBMA in 2013 in Raleigh, North Carolina. I really enjoyed their live performance, and of course I bought a CD. Matt Cain plays fiddle, Bobby Ristow plays the upright bass, Jim Gaudet does the lead vocals, is obviously the Gaudet leads the band, and Sten Isaacson on mandolin, and they had a banjo player mixing it with them, Scott Hopkins, and the music they make is pretty good, and I've selected a song called Johnny Was an Outlaw, Jim Gaudet.
Johnny was an outlaw, I read it in the paper. They swore that they would get him sooner than later. We were like brothers since we both were kids. I still can't believe all the bad things they say he did, and I don't need in his soul. Well, I don't know where he went wrong. All I know is Johnny's gone.
Johnny was an outlaw.
Yeah, he's gone.
Read it in the paper.
Johnny's gone.
Swore that they would get him.
Long gone.
Sooner than later.
Lost his job and his family. Johnny was a desperate man. He put on a black ski mask, took matters in his own hands. I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. Adirondack savings and loan. I knew the man under the mask, and Johnny knew that his cover was blown. And I don't mean wasn't right. There's goodness in his soul. Well, I don't know where he went wrong. All I know, Johnny's gone.
Johnny was an apple.
Yeah, he's gone.
Read it in the paper.
Johnny's gone.
Swore that they would get him.
Long gone.
Sooner than later.
Called me from the precinct as a person of interest. Said they got some questions and a lie detector test. They said they think I'm the guy behind this caper. Wanna know where he got his 44? What about that cell phone number? Why wasn't I lying face down on that bank floor?
Gone.
Johnny was an outlaw. read it in the paper. They swore that they would get him. Sooner than later, he's gone.
Good Saturday. You like it? Jim Gaudet, or Gaudet it could be, and his band, and I thoroughly enjoyed their performance in 2013. Well, you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, playing you some of the music from my shelves, and sometimes it's an LP, more often it's a CD, and I've got a whole bunch of CDs, and I occasionally accumulate a few more every now and then from one source or another, and some of them are real treats, but you're just sort of hearing a little bit about my taste in bluegrass. This show comes from Free FM 89.0, independent community media from Hamilton, New Zealand. And I'm just playing you the music that I've listened to since the mid-1960s. A little bit more about that later. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. And if you come to Hamilton, go and see the people at Shearer's. They will help you sort out all the things that you want musically, from instruments to music to advice to accessories. They're the people to go and see. I'd like to thank Shearer's for sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. It's a delight to be working with them on this project. Well, the first bluegrass I ever heard was Flat & Scruggs live at Carnegie Hall. And when I put the needle on that LP and heard the applause and then the opening bars of Salty Dog, I was hooked. And I thought, that's how I want to learn to play banjo. And there's a band that was similarly hooked. It was a band that calls themselves the Earls of Leicester. And I've got a concert here live at the CMA Theatre, which is at the Country Music Hall of Fame in Nashville, Tennessee. And this is a concert of 2018 that they recorded there. The guys in the Earls of Leicester, which is a real play on names, isn't it? Jerry Douglas, Dobro, Barry Bales, bass, Sean Kemp, lead vocals, Charlie Cushman, banjo, Johnny Warren, fiddle. He's a son of Paul Warren, the original fiddle player for Flatten, or who worked with Flatten Scruggs most of the time. Jeff White on mandolin, and Eddie Stubbs, who we heard in the Johnson Mountain Boys. He, of course, does the introductions to the band. Now, this is a whole concert. There's 28 tracks here, and I sure ain't going to play them all. But I've selected a couple of the more unusual ones, really, and they do them all the way Flat & Scruggs, and at their best would have done these songs, and I hope you're going to enjoy them with me. The first one is one called All I Want Is You, and the second one is a song called I Don't Care Anymore, which isn't exactly true, but it's quite a good song. And there's a bit of talking in there too that I hope you enjoy. The Earls of Leicester live in 2018.
We're going to have Sean come up and sing you a beautiful love song. This is one of the things he does the best, folks. I think he's about the best bluegrass singer there is in this whole wide world right now. Some people sing half the melody. Some people sing none of the melody. He sings all of the melody.
Thank you, brother.
This is called All I Want Is You.
I don't need a lot of money or a mansion to behold. Don't want a ship that sails the ocean blue. I won't look for hidden treasures. I found a love that's true. That's all that really matters now, 'cause all I want is you. I got a diamond ring that sparkles and a golden band that shines. Let me place them on your finger, say you'll change your name to mine. I found the greatest treasure. I know you love me too. want money, ships, or mansions now, 'cause all I want is you. Let me place them on your finger. Say you'll change your name to mine. I found the greatest treasure. I know you love me too. Don't want money, ships, or mansions now, 'cause all I want is you. That's Jerry Douglas and all that pretty dobro work over there, man.
Really good.
Sean and Jeff will sing you another song now that is their philosophy about everything.
Pretty much.
This one's called I Don't Care.
Just don't care. Face when I cry. You played with my heart right from the start, and I don't care anymore. I don't care, I don't care, I don't care. I don't care what you do anymore. You played with my heart right from the start, and I don't care anymore. All behind, I'm starting a new life without you, and I don't care anymore. I don't care, I don't care, I don't care. I don't care what you do anymore. You played with my heart right from the start, and I don't care anymore.
Oh, they have a lot of fun doing that stuff, I reckon. They really, really do. And you watch the YouTube clips of them, and they really are enjoying themselves. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Ah, time to listen to Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers. This is from the 2019 album For the Record. And the first song, and the one that we're going to play, is called That Old Wheel. Joe Mullins, banjo, Mike Terry, mandolin, Dwayne Sparks, guitar, Randy Barnes, bass, Jason Barry, fiddle, and this song, they say that they learned it from two legendary artists, Johnny Cash and Hank Williams Jr. I'm not familiar with their version of it, but I'm a little bit familiar with Joe Mullins' version, and they make it into a great bluegrass song, That Old Wheel.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again. Love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong, and you're left alone to pay. The price is high, but somehow you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Down in your soul, there'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Doesn't that make a beautiful bluegrass song, Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers doing That Old Wheel. Well, just lately I've been reading a book about the Carter family entitled Will You Miss Me When I'm Gone? And it's an absolutely fascinating book. And if you're interested in old-time country music or bluegrass music or Americana, it's almost essential reading as to the basis of the music. Basis of the music that we play, and the lives of the Carter family are inextricably entwined with that music, and it just talks about the conditions at the time, what they did, how they recorded, how they travelled, how their personal lives evolved, and what they meant for the band. And it's an absolutely fascinating book, and very moving, and just loved it. We had the good fortune to work with a man called Bill Clifton. In 1970, he came out to New Zealand, played at the National Banjo Pickers Convention, and the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band recorded an album with him called Two Shades of Bluegrass, which was a great album. We had a lot of fun doing that. Bill Clifton was a good friend of A.P. Carter's. Bill lived near him in Bill lived in Mendota and in Southwest Virginia, and A.P. Carter lived not far along the road, just near where the Carter Fold is. And when we visited Bill a few years later in Mendota, he took Colleen and I to meet Joe and Janet Carter, who are children of A.P. Carter, and we talked to them, and they were delighted to see that we came from New Zealand, knew of the Carter family and loved the music, and we were good friends with Bill. Bill was a good friend of AP's right up until his dying days, and visited him in hospital just before he passed away. So he really was entwined with their music and researched it. And on the album, Two Shades of Bluegrass, we recorded a song with Bill singing lead called My Native Home. And I'd like to play that for you just as an outpouring of enjoyment that I had reading the book. Bill's playing all the harp in this. Alan Rhodes is playing rhythm guitar. David Calder might be playing a bit of mandolin. I think I sat this one out. There might be a little bit of fiddle in here from Colleen. But here's My Native Home by A.P. Carter, sung by Bill Clifton. I'm sure AP and the Carter family would have approved of Bill singing that song, My Native Home. That was from 1970. I hope you enjoyed that. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. I'd like to say a big thank you to all the people tuning in on podcasts. There's a whole bunch of different sources of podcasts, but you can always come to Free FM 89.0 to the webpage, look up Back Porch Bluegrass and just click on one of about 10 shows that's there and listen live anytime, same as you can go to any other site and listen to Back Porch Bluegrass. There's lots of people doing that. I really appreciate people all around the world who tune into Back Porch Bluegrass and sometimes contact me if you want to say something to me. Best thing is to email me at paultrenwith@gmail.com, and lots of people have done that, and I'm a fairly intermittent correspondent, but I will usually try and reply, so thanks very much. Lots of people listening on Access Radio stations throughout New Zealand, thank you very much for tuning in, and Access Radio stations throughout Canada, where you're still having those terrible wildfires, I feel for you, and floods in Nova Scotia, and I believe it, we have a tough time with climate these days of too much rain, too much sun, too much fire, too much snow, too much of everything. Anyway, so thank you very much for tuning in. People listening on Bluegrass Planet Radio and Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show, lots of things here that I hope you're going to enjoy. The next one is, there's a link to Bill Clifton and My Native Home. On this one, I've got Adam Steffi on his album called New Primitive. Adam Steffi's maternal great-grandfather was A.P. Carter's brother. How about that? That's a real link. Adam Steffi comes from East Tennessee and has a real love for the old-time music that came out of that very vibrant section of the USA. And I've picked out a tune called New 5 Cent Piece, and it sounds like this. Thank you. what a great tune. Oh, I must try and learn that one. It's got a real bounce to it, hasn't it? I forgot to say that the musicians on that were, as well as Adam Steffi on mandolin, Zeb Snyder was playing guitar, Barry Bales was playing bass. He was in the Earls from Leicester as well. Tina Steffi, that's Adam's wife, is playing banjo. Eddie Bond was playing the fiddle, and there's other people play on different tracks too. And it's a wonderful tune. It's called The New 5 Cent Piece. Well, that's a good tune. Right, here's Starlet and BJ again with a tune written by Paul Humphrey. Remember him? He played mandolin for Jimmy Martin and did some great tenor singing and mandolin playing. Well, he wrote this tune, and it sounds a bit like it when you hear Starlet and Big John sing it. My Brown Eyed Darling. Starlet and Big John with My Brown Eyed Darling. That was a great song. Well, we're back at East Tennessee, just more by coincidence than anything else. A fine man who is leading the East Tennessee State University, Daniel Boner, is a lovely guy. I've met him a couple of times at the university, and also when he was playing guitar for Becky Buller. Well, he did a gospel concert in 2007 that was recorded, and the album came out called The Gospel Way, and it's a wonderful concert. Got some great music on it, great musicians, lots of interesting songs. This is a song written by Becky Buller, who is an excellent songwriter as well as being a great fiddle player. Daniel Bonner is doing the lead vocals and he plays guitar. Jason Crawford on mandolin. Daniel Salyer on guitar and the tenor vocals. David Babb on bass and Becky Buller on fiddle. Will Parsons on banjo. It's all written pretty small. And even though I'm wearing pretty good glasses, sometimes sort of four font is hard to read. But here they are doing a great gospel tune called Take Up Thy Cross. Daniel Bonner.
Whoever claims to live like Jesus did must take up the cross and follow him. Take up the cross and follow him.
Take up thy cross and follow him. Take up thy cross and follow him. Take up thy cross and follow him.
Treat your neighbor as you treat yourself and take up the cross and follow him. Take up the cross and follow him.
Take up thy cross and follow him. Take up thy cross and follow him. Take up thy cross and follow him.
Treat the neighbor as you treat yourself and take up the cross and follow him. And take up the cross and follow him.
Take up thy cross and follow him. Take up thy cross and follow him. Take up thy cross and follow him. Take up thy cross and follow him. Take up thy cross and follow him. Take up thy cross and follow him. Take up thy cross and follow him. Take up thy cross and follow him. Oh Lord, take up thy cross and follow him.
Well, they had a very appreciative audience for that gospel concert, didn't they? Oh, that would be nice. Well, we're just about at the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. Thank you very much for tuning in. I hope you've enjoyed my selections for the show. And there'll be some more again next time you can tune in. To take it out, we're going to have Jim Gourdet and the Railroad Boys playing a tune called Hartford Street.
episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.